Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Anthony Watrado joins us, Forbes Sports Senior MLB writer. Follow him on Twitter at @AWatrado. Mr. Watrado, how are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry for the delay there.
That's fine.
But I'm here with you now, Sparky.
I appreciate it. And we live in the now, not in the past, Anthony. All right, so let's talk a little bit about where we are in this series. The Brewers do not look like the Brewers through the first two games as far as approaches to the plate and so forth. Being way more aggressive, not taking nearly as many pitches, it doesn't feel like, in this series. And again, they're a fastball-hitting team, and the first two guys they faced have kind of stayed away from the fastball maybe a little bit more than they thought, especially Snell. He barely threw the fastball in that first game. But now here comes Glasnow and Ohtani, both who like to throw that fastball. So does anything change in your mind as far as Brewers' offensive success rate maybe with these next two pitchers on the hill for the Dodgers?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things coming into this series that was interesting to me was that while the Brewers can slug, they don't hit a lot of home runs.
Right.
And those two things are a little bit different. And were they going to be able to slug generally against elite pitching, elite starting pitching? And they were able to, you know, piece together how they scored during the regular season. They took advantage of errors. They played small ball, they did those kinds of things, and it was incredibly successful for them. But when you face elite arm after elite arm after elite arm, and we're not talking about like a Cubs number one kind of
right.
guy, or you know, we're talking like the Paul Skeenses of the world,
Hall of Famers,
to stay in the Central, right? So like Blake Snell, if he was healthy for a full season, is a Cy Young candidate.
Yep.
Yamamoto is going to finish two or three in Cy Young Award voting this season. Tyler Glasnow was hurt for a lot of the year, but against one of the better slugging teams in baseball, the Phillies, he went six shutout innings in his last start. And then there's Ohtani, right? So you're talking about guys who would be legitimate number one ace type of arms in almost every rotation in baseball. Could they score? Could they produce against that kind of arm when you don't hit a lot of home runs? And so far, we've seen that the answer is no, but the Brewers have gotten away from the approach of being patient. And I think that had been deliberate to this point. That may change now because of what's happened with those first two games. But I think it was deliberate in that they realized Snell and Yamamoto have wipeout, put away stuff that if you get behind in the count, you know, things are going to get ugly for you in a hurry. And so they tried to ambush those guys.
Right.
It worked for one batter against Yamamoto, right?
Sure did.
And,
sure,
you know, but beyond that, it played into their hands, I think. And the Dodgers, once they realized that was the strategy, sort of changed their approach a little bit, and it made their guys more efficient. Whereas Blake Snell is known for, you know, walking some guys and having his pitch count be a little more inefficient, and some of that is purposeful.
Glasnow, you mean, not Snell. You're talking about Glasnow?
Snell in
okay.
game one.
Okay.
And what happened was because the Brewers were attacking him early, he was able to get them through eight with that pitch count. Whereas typically over the course of the season, we would see that pitch count in like the sixth inning with Blake Snell. So I think now against Glasnow, it's very possible you see a change in approach. Now, the thing with Glasnow is that opponent's batting average against him when runners are on base is the lowest in baseball.
Lovely.
So he's been incredibly good at preventing runs once guys do get on base.
Okay, Anthony Watrado. So I want you to explain this to me. You're smarter than I am.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So I'm going to come to you with this. Mike Petrello of MLB.com. The thing I'm watching for the most in the Brewers-Dodger game today is Brewers' swing decisions because Brewers' batters, lowest chase rate in MLB this season. Lowest postseason chase rate of any team that made it past the wild card round. Those are all positives for the Brewers. And then Tyler Glasnow, he puts, chase is not found. And then he continues, people keep asking how this is possible given that Glasnow is such a good pitcher. And it's basically that Glasnow is such a vertical pitcher. That is, everything's up and down. Little that breaks horizontal. That means most of his chase is low, nothing arm side compared to Snell and Yamamoto. So then a question gets brought up, meaning from Dodger due to 2025, meaning the Brewers will have to change their approach since he doesn't throw a lot of pitches outside the strike zone, question mark. Petrello responds, teams just don't swing against him. One of the lowest swing rates in the league. So people take pitches against this dude? That's how they try to beat Glasnow?
It's a little bit more than that. I think there's some more context there.
Thank you.
He really had control issues earlier in the season. And that just led to guys not swinging outside of the zone. And they waited for him to come inside. That has changed a bit in his more recent starts. The Brewers saw him right when he came back from the IL. And he was on the IL for a couple of months. And he threw against them twice in about a week or 10 days or so. And he was pretty effective. I think he ended up with 11 innings and one run scored against them or whatever. Neither here nor there at this point. I think what Glasnow has done a really good job of doing lately, like down the stretch in September and in the start against the Phillies, is getting ahead of guys early. And what happens there is that if you start to fall behind in counts, you're going to be more prone to chase. So I think a lot of the non-chase stuff was happening a little earlier. Later in the season, he was starting to get a little more of that because he was able to get ahead of guys. Now, he's a pitcher who can lose the strike zone from time to time. And if that happens, he will walk guys. He absolutely will walk guys. The negating factor for him is that, again, the opponent's average against him once guys are on is the lowest in baseball, which led to him, once he got back after that those couple of months on the IL, he had a sub-3 ERA.
Oof. And so this isn't going to be easy either. That's what
I'm telling. Yeah, where people go, oh, well, Glasnow's not, he's not as good as those other guys. Since he's gotten back from the injury, he's been every bit as good as those guys. And even going back to last year, he had a sub-3 ERA for the Dodgers as well. So, like, this is, again, an elite pitcher. It's just when you put him up next to Snell and Yamamoto and Ohtani, he sort of looks like the fourth best guy.
So does Ohtani give the Brewers the best chance to score then after listening to you talk about him? Oh, wait. What a great face on YouTube. That made me.
Yeah.
That was just if I'd say that. What does that mean?
Look,
he's barely pitched this year.
This was always going to be the Dodgers' way. the offense was is inconsistent still. The bullpen has been a complete disaster outside of Sasaki recently, and his one outing in this series hasn't been great. And so it's why they had relied on their extra starting pitching to get them through the relief innings. But this was going to be the way. They were going to ride four legitimate number one starters through this entire thing, and so far they've been able to. Their team ERA is I think right now for the Yamamoto start, I want to say it's under three as an ERA. And the one bad start was from Yamamoto. I think he went five innings and gave up three runs against the Phillies. That was their bad start. And so, look, any of these guys can get got to. Like, you know, Ohtani gave up three in his start against the Phillies, but the Dodgers won the game. Glass down through six shutout, like I said. But, like, they can get to any of these guys. I think still, even with as much as these guys might fill up the strike zone, patience is going to be the Brewers' best option here. Yep. In terms of that bat quality.
I agree.
But, like, to say, like, to ask the question, like, does it get easier?
No.
I mean, no. Ohtani's got maybe, from a pure stuff standpoint, he might be the nastiest pitcher in the National League. And he throws 101.
All right, we got to go. I've heard enough of you. I should have just avoided this. This was a bad idea. Anthony Wetrado, Forbes Sports, senior MLB writer, friend of mine. I love him. He is Anthony Wetrado. Follow him on Twitter at @awetrado. Thank you so much. And I'm not looking forward to the next two games after listening to you. So I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Sparky, if the series goes long enough, maybe we'll chat again.
We will chat again, yes. Hopefully this is still going on Monday. That would be fun. Take care. There he is, Anthony Wetrado, joining us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.